speaker coming up has really embodied that. As in, you can see the way the Lord has blessed him. You can see all the riches that the Lord has placed upon him. It's very clear that he seeks first the kingdom of God. So I hope that as he is speaking, the words that the Lord has shared with him, the message that the Lord has given him, that you will soften your hearts and listen intently to the wisdom and the riches that he's sharing. Our speaker, Brother Trevor Elder Wilson.
Reader room, can you put on the screen for me John chapter 10, verse 27. John 10, 27. This was not what I had in mind, but just sitting down there, the thought came to me. And since the topic of our discussion this morning is going to be separation, I think this goes well with it. Listen carefully. My sheep, those that have been born again, purchased by my blood, they hear my voice. My sheep, they hear my voice. And I know them. I know them. Not the pretenders, not the professors, but those who profess everlasting life given by the Lord himself, I know them, and they follow me. Not the world, not the things of the world. It is not, I'm a Christian, but. And I find myself doing the things that the world does. I look like the world, I speak like the world, I dress like the world, but I'm a Christian. My sheep. They listen to me. Not just here, but listen. And I know them. I know my sheep. And because I know my sheep, I expect of them to listen and to follow me. If I finish, that's what the Lord wants to say to us this morning. Let's turn to Genesis chapter 11. Genesis chapter 11. And verse 30. I want you to notice, I'm kind of wondering. Sarai was barren. She had no child. Why? Verse 31 of chapter 11. Upstairs? Yes. Abram's father is Terah. Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, the son of Aaron, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, his son Abram's wife, and they went out with them from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. Notice that, to go to the land of Canaan. And they came to Haran and dwelt there. Now, Acts chapter 7, verse 2. Stephen speaking says, brethren and fathers, listen. The God of glory, appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Haran. Verse, and said to him, get out of your country, from your relatives, and come to a land that I will show you. Now, the first thing you want to understand is this, that the first time God spoke to Abram was in Ur of the Chaldeans. And the only way we know that is because Acts tells us. Because when you go to chapter 12, the Lord is going to be speaking to him from Haran, not from Ur of the Chaldeans. So, the first time Abram was an idolater, that means he worshiped other gods, God of glory, the great God, appeared to him. One who was idolatrous, God appeared to him and changed him. My sheep is change from two. Abram is change. And so the Lord said to him, in order for you to serve me, you can't do that in Ur of the Chaldeans because they are idolaters. They're worldly. They don't know me. So what I want you to do is I want you to get out. Leave. And I want you to leave your country. Now, does that make sense? Does it make sense to you that the Lord will tell you, I've been living in Mesopotamia for this long time. When this happened, Abram was 70 years old. I've been living in for 70 years. And now the Lord is telling me to get out. But not only did the Lord tell him to leave his country, that'll be okay. Many of us have left our country and came to America. And we know when we come to America, things are different, a little different. But the Lord told him to leave your kindred. Now, when you read in Acts, the statement is, leave your country and leave your kindred and go to a place I will show you. So I went back and I looked at chapter 12 and I noticed something. Now let's look at chapter 12 of Genesis, verse 1. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said. Now, this conversation is going on in Haran, not in Ur of the Chaldeans. And so the writer says, the Lord had spoken. Now, in Acts, the Lord says, leave your country and your kindred. Now, that was Stephen speaking by the Holy Spirit. Now, here, it is recorded that the Lord had said, not only are you to leave your country, but also leave your kindred and your family. Can you put that article on the screen for me, please? The title is Separation, and this is God's Called to Holiness and Surrender to His Will. God's Call to Holiness and Surrender to His Will. Next. The journey of separation begins at conversion. The one who is going to be called to separation is my sheep. My sheep, no one else. The world loves the world people. The people of the world love the world. Next. Next. Okay. To believe is acceptance or conviction for that something is true or exists by virtue of evidence or reason or experience. That's, you believe by virtue of these information, but there's no action required. Next. Faith, now, goes beyond belief. It is acting upon trust, confidence, or reliance without proof. It is manifested by action. So, when the Lord told Abram, leave your country, leave your friends and associates, leave your family, Abram believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. But there's something else required. Belief brings about what? Action. And so, Abram obeyed God without reasoning, questioning. Now, Christians of today are asked to be separated from the world. In fact, listen carefully. Believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are asked to be separated from family. You say, nah. God told me to love my family and to be with them, so why would he ask me to be separated from them? Well, the idea is this. If your family becomes an hindrance to your spiritual growth, you know what the Lord said in Matthew? He says, if you love mother and father more than me, you're not my disciple or worthy of me. If you love your children more than me, you're not worthy of me. So, what the Lord is saying, believers, is that when you came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, it is not just I'm saved, and I'm going to heaven. But, as we often say, is there enough evidence that you say you're a Christian that will convict you? I look at you and I say, you're a Christian? Look at the way you behave. Look at the way you dress. Look at the way you walk. You know, today we believe that we have to get a new style. But the world brings, we have to get it. We got to look like the world. I mean, come on now. We're young people. So the world, I'm not going to mention anything because I may offend someone. But my sheep, they hear me, what I say. And I say what? Be separate. Come out from among them. The Lord says, I pray for them that they will be in the world, but not of the world. Now, if you say you're a Christian and you want to look like the world and do as the world does, are you a sheep? Are you a sheep? Believe me, if you come to the understanding that you are a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God dwells in you, he's going to make sure that he prompts you to listen to the word of God and what? Follow Christ. not follow the world and all those, you know, we love the hip hop and all of that thing. That's what satisfies us. But remember now, there's two natures. There's the old nature and there's a new nature. The old nature says, give me the world. Give me the world. I need it. Listen, I go to church on Sundays and I spend 2 hours, and then the rest of the week is mine. I can do what I want. My sheep hear me through the word. I know them. I know who are my sheep. And those who are my sheep will listen to me and follow my dictates. Though they may seem unreasonable, though they may seem stupid, the Lord says, if you're mine, come out from the world and the things of the world. And if you're a true believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, the Spirit will lead you to so do. Even though Satan will be tempting you to satisfy the flesh. Let's move on here. Abraham leaves Ur of the Chaldeans, and you notice Terah took Abram. The Lord told Abram, you go alone. And some people ask, well, if he goes alone, what am to Sarai? Well, he's married. And you remember what I read in 1130? Sarai is barren. Now, the Lord is going to make a promise to Abram that says, I'm going to give you a great nation. And that nation is going to come through Sarai. But Sarai is barren. Makes no sense. But Abram lives by faith. He believes God and he lives by faith. So here he comes to Aaron, led by his father Terah, and they dwell there for 5 years. The Lord told him, go to where I will show you. And some question whether or not Abram knew in chapter 11 that he was going to Canaan, because he said they left to go to Canaan. Be it as it may, they stop in Haran. You know, believers, when the Lord gives you a command, and that's what he gave Abram, not a request, a command, get out, leave. The Lord will make it happen. So guess what? The daddy that he took with him died in Haran. And so now, Abram, in chapter 12, verse 4, says, and Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. It's Abram alone. How come Lot is going with Abram? And of course it said Abram was 75 years old. Now, verse 5 says, Abram took, remember, from Ur of the Chaldeans, Terah took Abram. In Haran, Abraham took Sarai and Lot. And the Lord said to him, you know, it's interesting to note that when God gives you a command, he also gives you a promise. But guess what? One is not be affected by the other. God said, go. And then God says, I will. Isn't it nice, believers? When the Lord asks you to do something, to be separated from the world and from the things of the world, he says, I will. And he has promised us eternal life. As we did this morning, we're looking forward to the day when we are going to see our Lord Jesus Christ and be with him throughout eternity. So, Abram leaves Haran with Lot and his wife, and they came to Canaan. The Lord appeared to him again. The Lord appeared to him again and said to him, in verse 7 of chapter 12, he says, I will give you. Remember, the Lord says, I want you to go to a place I will show you. That's going by faith. He comes to the place, and God says, I will give it to you and to your descendant. When Abram hears that, the first thing he does, he builds an altar. And the altar represents worship. In other words, Abraham obeyed partially. Partially. But you know what faith does? Faith, even though the obedience is not complete, faith says, Abraham, persevere to go to what the Lord asked him to go. Now, separation for Abram are many. As he travels the way of separation, things happen that he must get rid of. So it's not a perfect separation. There are trials along the way, there are issues, but the Lord is with him. Now I mention a few. First thing that happened to Abram, he went to Egypt, the famine. So now the Lord asked him to separate from the world and from your trying to solve my problem. There's a famine. You came from Ur of the Chaldeans all the way to Canaan. Do you think I would cause you to die just because of a famine? So the Lord asked him, you got to separate from Egypt and go back to Canaan. So he goes back to Canaan, and the next separation comes when his wife told him, listen, I'm barren, and the Lord promised you a great nation, and so what I think you should do is go into the handmaid and have a child. Abram agreed. And the result was that Ishmael is born. But you know what the Lord told Abram? I want you to separate from Ishmael because he's not the son of promise. Cast out the bondwoman and her son. Separate from them because I got something better for you. The ultimate separation that the Lord brought to Abram was this. I want you, Abram, to separate from your son, the son you love. He said, wait a minute. Lord, no, by the way, he didn't say it. I'm saying it. Lord, you promised me a great nation, and this nation is going to come through Isaac. You gave me Isaac by miracle, and now you're telling me to get rid of him? You know what it indicates, believers? Are you willing to separate from that which you love for me? There's a lot of things we love and we want to keep. And the Lord says, lovest these things more than me? I'm calling you, my sheep, to separate yourself unto me. The Lord saved you for his purpose, not for yours. And so, as we live in this world, there are many things that we hold on to that sometimes grieve the spirit, because he's telling us, listen to the word of God in obedience. Christians, you're not your own. You may think that because you say you're a Christian, you can come to church on Sunday morning, but the rest of the week, do what you want. The Lord is watching. I think Brother Mo is the one who gave that sermon. The Lord sees and is watching you. You know why? He purchased you with his own blood. As we said this morning, the price was great. And he's not about to see you bring shame upon his name. So, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you're his sheep, get out. Leave. You've been doing this a long time. All right? Abram, 70 years, he left Haran. I mean, Mesopotamia. 75, he left Haran. And I would have asked a quiz, you know. Abram died at what age? 100, 60, and 15. 175 years he died. So, I don't need to say more, and somebody told me that they're going to time me. There was more I have here. Oh! You remember the Lord called his disciples, you know what he said to them? Leave what you have. Follow me. You're a disciple? Leave what you have, the world and all the glarings of the world, and follow me. I'm going to quote a few scriptures and then I'm finished. Romans 12 verse 1 says, I beg you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And verse 2 says, and please don't be conformed to this world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good, that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Don't be conformed to this world. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Believers, the Lord says he knows his sheep. And he's telling you, if you're a sheep, don't be conformed to this world. The devil will, what's the word? Trick you. He says, you need it. You need to go to the opera. You need to go because that's a part of your relaxation. But he'll never tell you that you got to spend time in the Word of God. He'll never tell you that. The last one is 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. You can read the rest. Don't be unequally yoked. You know, oil and water, they always separate. Oil and water. So, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can't, you shouldn't be conformed to this world. The Lord has called you to what? What's the title? Separation. Get out. Come out. Follow me. Amen? Follow me, says the Lord. Did I do good in the time? Yeah. So, when you leave here today, and somebody asks you, what did the preacher say? Just say, the Lord says, my sheep, and I'm one of them, hear my voice. And I know them, and they follow me. Amen.